Yes, no, it was great. Yesterday's weather was brilliant. It was really calm. There was no rain. And yeah, somehow I managed to knock out a 2 hour 48 minute marathon as well. So that was brilliant, obviously. Was pretty gobsmacked myself, in fairness. But I'm just finding that as long as I get at least 8 hours sleep and I'm eating enough and I'm drinking enough water and taking on enough salts, I'm finding that I'm managing the running element fine. They say it's 33%, 33%, 33%. So 33% diet, 33% training and 33% recovery. So I'm finding that I'm managing those three things very well.
And today would have been marathon number 17. Slightly different conditions today. A bit wet and windy out there, was it?
It was, yes. But again, I finished the run and I couldn't really believe my pace. They call it running to feel. I hardly ever look at my phone, even in races. And yeah, I was pretty gobsmacked. I did a 3 hour, 3 minute timed, I think, today. So averaging out at 6:59s. So yeah, but it was windy, it was rainy, and it sort of eased off a little bit towards the end, which was grateful. But yeah, nevertheless, got it done.
Now, we know you're fairly used to these kind of long distance running efforts, Albert, but how does it compare to stuff you've done in the past, and how are your feet holding up?
Yes, do you know what? I mean, this challenge comes from it derives from the one that Christian Varley did during COVID 5 years ago. But as I was saying to a good friend of mine the other day, I think I rather take the wind and the rain over the excessive sweating and the excessive chafing. So don't get me wrong, I'm still sweating, and don't get me wrong, I've still got chafe. I mean, the shower after the run is probably worse than the actual running itself, because I'm having to hold my hands over my nipples. I'm having to hold my hands over my private parts, and it's just not a very nice experience, shall we say. But yeah, if that's the worst of my problems, then I've got a lot to be grateful for, haven't I?
I love that description, Albert. That was fantastic. But yeah, like you mentioned, Christian Valley's efforts there. That was it 19 in 19 days. So you're coming up
Yes.
to that now. What would it mean to cross that milestone?
Well, obviously it'd mean the world to me. I mean, Christian knows how much I think of him. And he's given me so many tips and tricks over the years. He sort of took me under his wing a little bit. And he taught me about pacing, and he taught me about things like wind direction and nutrition. So he has been instrumental in a lot of my sort of successes over the more recent years. So, and I'm not definitely not scared to say that he deserves all the credit, all the credit possible to him. Yeah, it'd mean the world to me. It really would. Yeah, I don't really have anything to add to that. I mean, the biggest mileage for David Goggins is over, I think it's just a smidge over 600 miles. So if I complete day number something like 25, that'll be another feat that I've broken. So yeah, I'm as I said to you in the other interview, Lewis, I'm killing five birds with one stone with this challenge, with the thoughts of my good friend that passed away, being at the forefront of those.
Speaking of which, Albert, looking at your fundraiser now, in over the space of the last week, you've raised another £1,000. What's that feel like?
Oh, it feels great, and obviously that's all down to yourselves at Manx Radio. So I really appreciate that. Autism's Initiative, they also have done several shout outs for me. Again, shout out goes to them as well. But yeah, I really think that you at Manx Radio helped significantly with raising more money. So yeah, thanks for that, and respect.
That's our pleasure, Albert, as well. And just tell us a bit about Autism Initiatives and the work that they can do on the island.
Yeah, so Autism's Initiative, they help people with autistic disabilities. So that's people of all ages. So it's not just young people, it's not just old people. So yeah, and I think that they'd greatly appreciate a significant cash injection into their funds, shall we say. So any money that's raised, it's greatly appreciated, Lewis.
And I think I asked you this last week, but coming up over the next 2 weeks, what do you think your main challenge is going to be?
I think now I've done the majority of the running, I think that it's all sort of downhill from here. I mean, some of the weather that I had in the early stages of the month was absolutely horrific. So I think now, obviously with people finishing early for New Year's and Christmas holidays and that sort of thing, I'm going to be getting people that are going to be joining me. Like, for example, my friend come over from the UK today. So he's going to be doing a few 10 milers with me. And then I've got other people that are who have offered to join in. So, I mean, to be honest, I do like to just get my head down and keep going on my own. But then I think now that I've got the majority of it out of the way, I mean, I'd be open to letting anyone come and tag on with any of the runs. I honestly wouldn't mind, but I just think, yeah, for the majority, I'd rather just get them done, because sometimes, especially in the rougher weather, they can be quite grueling, and they're not really a social experiment. It's more of a mission.
Can understand that. Have you been getting many sort of claps and cheers as you've been running along?
Yeah, absolutely, Lewis. Yeah, again, shout out to everyone down at the railway line who've been supporting me and motivating me. The support down there has been brilliant. So it's been great. I think it's great that, because it's sort of brought the community closer together as well, not just Kirkmichael, but as an island. So I can't complain. Life's good, Lewis.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.